Is that bacon cooking? Hell no, that's freedom. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another fresh episode of It Smells Like Freedom Podcast. I'm JP, your host, as always. I just want to start off and thank everybody who, came out, showed support and love to the page, my Facebook, my Instagram post that I put out after the first revival episode the other day. So thank you guys so much for that. I really appreciate it. It's amazing. I'd say more than anything, just to see everybody who's, you know, listening and commenting, who stuck by, stayed with us, during the whole hiatus, and that is just awesome. Obviously, it's great to see some new people coming aboard and listening to the show as well. That's obviously what I want to do, is obviously gain new listeners and obviously give the content that the existing ones still want to hear. So again, thank you so much for that. So without further ado, today I want to talk about what drives you, right? So we're going to talk about motivation, driving forces, things that you think are driving you, things that you may think are not, maybe standing in your way from doing what you want to accomplish in this life. We've only got one, so you better make it good. So what I want to do is basically just kind of talk about what drives me. And hopefully, you know, if you guys are in the same situation or, possibly going to be in that same situation, whatever the case may be, it's important to just kind of take some notes here and maybe see what you can apply to your own life, and maybe some things that will give you a little more self-reflection in the future to change things up or just kind of stick with the status quo. So for me, I'd say really the biggest motivations in my life right now, most people are always going to say money. Money's a huge motivator. I got to make money. I got to support my family. I got to support myself. Got to pay for, you know, whatever it is, my cars, my homes, you name it. Well, money's great. You can't take it with you. I'm sure everybody's heard that, but it's true, right? You can't take it with you. You can make as much money as you want. From my perspective, I see money as happiness in the moment kind of thing. But as far as, you know, long term, true happiness, I feel like it's something you really can't buy. When it comes to, you know, your job and your life, your family, etc., you know, what I want to kind of get at is, how are those factors truly driving you, right? And I mean driving by, you know, pushing you to do better, you know, working harder, doing things outside of your comfort zone, doing things that you love, right? So for me, I've always loved kind of the entertainment industry, and I don't mean, you know, the super liberal, crazy, you know, entertainment industry as we see it now, right? I'm just talking from like a very young age. I've always been into, you know, impersonations, stand-up comedy, hosting, kind of like what we're doing here with the podcast. And I don't really talk about it too much, just because, again, it's kind of taken me a while to maybe find my specific drive, maybe the thing that truly, you know, makes me as happy as I want to be. So for me, you know, starting the podcast, you know, 2-3 years ago, whatever it was really kind of that breaking point for me, where it was like, what is something I feel like I'm really good at? What is something that I've always really wanted to do? And it's, you know, relatively, I would say, inexpensive, right? So you grab a microphone, you grab a computer, you got to learn a couple things. Luckily for me, some past employment has really helped me, and obviously the passion for what I do. Just kind of learn stuff about audio editing and video editing, things like that. So for me, podcasting is my outlet, right? So you can kind of talk about whatever the hell you want. You're not being censored. Nobody's, you know, telling you, you can't say this, you can't go here, you can't post that. And that's honestly the greatest part for me. You know, you got to find what you love doing, got to find what you love talking about. And I love talking to you guys. I love the fact that you dig everything that I'm talking about for the most part. You don't always have to agree. Totally your choice. And that's kind of the joy of podcasts, right? There's a million plus podcasts out there. So, you know, take your pick. I obviously love talking about the things that inspire me, the things that I love in my life, right? You know, I love this country. I love, you know, the Second Amendment. I love supporting the Second Amendment, any kinds of causes that are going to back that. I love firearms from a personal standpoint, whether it's for protection or, you know, range practice, telling people about them, helping my buddies, you know, find, you know, what they're good at, you know, as far as shooting, things like that, but also just, you know, current events, life, your family. It's just awesome to be able to kind of share that with you guys. on this, you know, weekly, bi-weekly podcast that I've got. So another thing as far as driving forces is that you really don't have to dig too deep, I feel like, depending on your situation. A lot of times we kind of know what we're into or what we want to do, but we just maybe you're not inclined to pursue it. We may not be inclined to chase that dream at this moment. So from a motivational standpoint, I just want to give you all a heads up. Like, life is too short. I've had a lot of recent events lately related to some really close friends of mine. And we lost a friend of mine, and it was not great. It was just very unforeseen circumstances, and I won't go too deep into it. But it just goes to show you never know when it's time to clock out. You know what I mean? So I just want you guys to always know, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you got to do it. You can't keep putting things off. You can't keep waiting, saying it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be next week, next year. Chase that shit now. You got to. Owe it to yourself. Owe it to your family and friends. So enough about that. Podcasting, though, it's amazing. I love the fact that I can just get on here and just spitball and share my life with you guys. But yeah, it's amazing. And podcasting just in general, you know, so many people are starting shows and it sounds super easy, and it is for the most part. You just got to find what you love talking about, what drives you, right? So you keep your episodes fresh, you keep your fan base fresh and always wanting more. You know, for the most part, it's free, right? You can literally take your phone, you can put a headset in, you can download one of the free apps like Anchor that sponsors this show here, and just give it a go. One of my buddies, Felix, he's got a show, if you're ever interested in a lot more kind of motivational speaking, or just kind of like life events and things like that, where you kind of just strive for greatness. It is on all available platforms as well, just like this show here, Smells Like Freedom. His show is called Not Your Final Destination. I do recommend you guys give it a listen. It is awesome. He's doing amazing things over there. He's definitely going to give you a little kick in the ass to kind of, you know, put your life into perspective. It's really, really cool. And he will definitely be on this show. We had recorded an episode a while back, but some audio issues failed to launch. So hopefully soon I'll get him on here, and obviously he can kind of give you a deeper dive into his show. So look forward to that. Other than that, I mean, you know, you think about things in your own life as far as, you know, medical or health related things, like, are things like that stopping you from pursuing your dreams? Are there things that you deal with on a daily basis that you may think that, you know, you may be judged for, that you can't necessarily be open about? Anxiety, right? Anxiety is a big one. I think, you know, more people suffer from some sort of anxiety than most people would, you know, care to know about, care to think about. Statistically, 40 million adults over the age of 18 have some form of anxiety right now. And it could be just anything, right? And I'm not talking about phobias per se. I'm just talking about, you know, every little thing may worry somebody, or they could be just always, you know, in their own head and just freaking themselves out. So that's something that I've struggled with in my own life. You know, no reason as to what the cause is or what have you. Mine's very mild, I'd say, but every now and then, you know, you overthink things and what have you. And again, the podcasting is definitely an outlet to just be able to level with people, right? And just kind of, you know, not worry about that stuff that's going on. Because honestly, 99% of it you can't change anyway, right? We all know that. You're in charge of your own destiny for the most part, but some things that are out of your control, why go crazy? Why stress yourself out? Why make yourself sick? Why give yourself a stomach ache or just be nervous all the time? It's your life, you know, you got to handle it. But that's all I really got to say about that. But finding your drive, it's just definitely something that you got to do. You know, if it's a job that you think you're not happy with, if it's a place that you're not happy with living. Myself, like, I recently, you know, I moved away when I kind of stopped the show, found out it wasn't for me, you know, sold a house, bought a house, sold a house, all within less than 12 months. Was it easy? Hell no, it wasn't. Do I regret it? Not one day. But got to find what you love doing, got to find where you love living. And, you know, if you're stuck in that lease at that apartment that you hate, or you're just living in a city where you think that there's nothing to offer, you know, explore, you know, find a trip. I mean, shit, you can go on Frontier Airlines and pay $15 for an airline ticket. Obviously, don't plan on taking any bags with you, unless you want to pay, you know, $80 or more. But I mean, you can just go explore, talk to people, you know, reach out to your friend circle. Again, you just really need to find what is going to help you pursue the dreams and the passions that you have. And, you know, I feel like solace and happiness just kind of trail right along with that. For me, you know, having children was one of my biggest feats of greatness. I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I couldn't imagine life without them. You know, before kids, I knew I always wanted them, but my wife and I would always discuss, you know, what do we want to get done before the kids come along? You know, like a lot of people, I think, feel that they've got to give up a lot, right? They got to give up their individuality or you know, their couple bonding or what have you, you know, when kids come, because they feel like they can't do as much, right? Maybe traveling is a passion and they think that they can't just, you know, go out without the kids or whatever it is. Kids are awesome. I understand. I've obviously, you know, listeners out there and people obviously out there, you know, kids are not for them. That's great. For me, I give everything to them. I give my all. My world revolves definitely around them. Just the bonding and the relationship that we have is amazing. Just seeing them grow up and obviously teaching them values and right from wrong. And it all seems extremely basic, but I'm sure, you know, some, if not all of us, right? We've always seen those little shithead kids and we're always like, well, the parents really need to parent, or they're not parenting, or the kids are just, you know, devil children. And I mean, you're going to have that, but you know, what can I bring to the table to, you know, instill the values that I was raised with to them? You know, I want them to have great education. Education is hard to find. I mean, is it available everywhere for the most part, especially here in the States? Correct. But what is the value of that education? How well are they being educated? How well are they dealing with, you know, the socioeconomic status of, let's say, the school in its entirety? Who's going? What type of diversity is in that school? What's the learning style? If any of you guys are aware about, you know, the thing that's been going on for years now, you know, the Common Core teaching and math and all that. My son brings home homework. I literally have to Google and YouTube it because I have no idea. It's not just 1+1 anymore. It's, you know, number groups and all this kind of crazy stuff. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, hopefully that's one thing that they'll change at some point. But obviously, like, you know, we can't guarantee that that's going to happen at any point, but I hope they do because it doesn't make any sense. It's just making kids crazy and confused, and it's harder for them to learn. And the adults like us who grew up on, you know, normal math and shit, like, we got to teach it to them, and we've got to teach ourselves in order to help them. So at the end of the day, who's really benefiting from all that? I don't know if it's, you know, schools are getting a kickback or governments. I've got no idea. It's definitely something that I can't stand. It makes no sense at all. But, you know, schooling, if you've got special needs, if your son or daughter learns differently from other kids, or, you know, their style is just completely different, you know, you got to cater to that. You know, in a world where there's something for everybody, right? There's an ass for every seat, a seat for every ass. You need to take advantage. We can't just be, you know, assuming our kids are going to be learning 8 hours a day the same exact way that everybody used to, especially with, you know, so many things going on as far as the different learning styles or disabilities and what have you. There's options. You just got to fight to get what you think is best for your kids. You know, I was reading an article the other day. Kids now, there'll be longer school days. You know, they're being put to these longer school days, and it's business as usual from, you know, the time they get there to the time they leave. And, you know, they're getting put into almost this, you know, workforce at these childhood ages, and you're stealing their actual childhood, right? You're taking the joy out of being a kid. You know, do they still get free time, obviously, at home and weekends and things like that? Absolutely. But at school, you know, especially if you're in kindergarten, first grade, like, you should be having fun. You should be learning, you know, the ropes of things, getting your friends down, you know, figuring out, you know, kind of what it's all about. But I feel like all the things right now with pressuring the kids, and, you know, my son's school, for instance, he's got teachers that swap out every couple days. You know, that makes no sense to me. I've never heard of it. I've definitely heard of having a teacher and a teacher's assistant. But she'll be there for 4 days and she'll leave, and then somebody else comes for 4 or 5 days, and then they just keep rotating. So I don't know if it's a part-time teaching gig where it's saving the money school or health benefits or what have you. But, you know, my son, he'll be like, oh, you know, I don't know what teacher gave this to me for homework, or when I've got to turn it in and to who, and things like that. And if I'm confused, I can only imagine how confused these poor kids are. I don't see that benefit outside of, you know, teachers having different learning styles. But if they're having different learning styles within the same classroom, I think it's a lot to put on a kid, especially a 6-year-old. So if you guys are having kids in a school that is doing this, definitely give me a shout in the comments. I would love to hear about it. I don't know if, like I said, it's specific to where I live here. But I'm not a fan at all. So we'll see. We'll see if that's something that's going to pan out for the long haul, or if it's just this year and, you know, it's an acclimation thing, or, you know, I don't know. I have no idea. But other than that, I know I touched on quite a few things, you know, related to school and kids and things like that. But it goes into some more things, right? Like, one of the big passions of mine, again, is safety, right? And keeping your family safe, keeping yourself, your kids safe. Learning kind of the tricks of the trade, right? Obviously, like, as my kid grows up, he's going to know all about firearms, and it's going to be all about safety and what you should and shouldn't do. And, you know, there's no access to them or anything like that. Obviously, I play that extremely safe. But, you know, when he gets to the age where I think that that's going to be something fathomable for him, it's obviously something I'm going to teach and instill to him, you know, whether it's for recreation or, you know, goodness forbid, as he gets older, just from a self-protection standpoint. But it's important. That's what I enjoy, and that's what I feel is a value for myself and growing up. So I don't want kids to be scared of, you know, things like that. I think they should be knowing the responsibilities of them. They, you know, what happens if you're at a friend's house and, you know, the parent has one readily available and they see it? You know, they need to know, obviously, not to touch it. They need to know to give, you know, the parent a holler, or myself, or my, you know, my wife, or whatever. But it's about being responsible in many aspects of life and just raising the kids the way that you feel is necessary to obviously give them the most joy, give them the most knowledge, make them upstanding citizens, because God knows we need that in this life. There's a bunch of shitheads all over the TV, as you see, day in, day out. You know, mommy, daddy gave them everything, but they didn't give them common sense. They didn't give them responsibility, right? That's what I want to provide. And again, that's my driver. I just want to make sure that they are comfortable, that they have everything they need. I'm at the games. I'm at the, you know, scouting events, you know, whatever I can do, I want to be there. Because parenting is not easy by any means, but damn it, it's super easy to be there for your kids. So I definitely recommend that's something that we all need to kind of just put into focus, put into perspective, and make sure that, you know, we're telling our kids that we love them, and make sure that they know that and they see that. And not even just from an immediate standpoint, you know, extended family, you know, family, friends. We need to have our kids, you know, coming out with us. Like, if it's a date night, it's a date night. Great. But, you know, I had friends when we were having kids, and they shot out a couple kids pretty early, and, you know, they thought their life was over, and they never wanted to include their kids. You know, vacations were always separate. Going out was always separate. I don't like that. I mean, you may think I'm crazy, but they're your kids. They're a part of you. You're only going to see them young and growing up once. So why are we going to waste that? That's our choice to have these kids. You know, they didn't ask to be created, so to speak. So it's definitely something that we need to, you know, make sure that we're giving them the best experience possible. So that's enough about that for now. So switching gears for the nostalgia loving folks like myself, Disney Plus. I know a lot of people are talking about it. It's all over the news. It's all over Facebook. There's memes and all this kind of crazy shit. But I got to say, from a standpoint of, you know, not comparing to, you know, Hulu or Netflix and stuff like that, because it's different, right? It's Disney's own catalog of all the stuff that they've made, as well as new and exclusive shows. But I think it's pretty awesome so far. My kids, of course, love it, but I feel like, you know, I never knew, you know, I knew Disney was a powerhouse. I just never knew that they honestly had that much content, especially when you calculate all the TV shows and Disney Channel specials and movies and all this kind of stuff that they have. And then you add in Marvel and National Geographic and Star Wars. I mean, it is massive. And I think, you know, the price, from what I understand, I think it's maybe $6 or $7. I guess it's free with Verizon, so I'm not paying for it, but it's just pretty awesome. So if y'all have checked it out and aren't talking shit about it, right, I'd love to hear what you think. And if you don't like it, I'd love to hear what you think, too. Obviously not sponsored by Disney, because, you know, probably they wouldn't like the shit I have to say. But it's all well and good. But, yeah, I mean, I think comparing it to a Hulu and Netflix doesn't really make sense, because they have so many studios working for them, as well as their own studio. They have, you know, exclusive content and programming. But, you know, Disney's is all Disney, and I think it's just crazy. I checked out The Mandalorian, which is basically a spinoff of Star Wars, and it's right in between, I guess, you know, episode 3 and the first Disney one, something like that. And I dig it. I mean, the effects are awesome. I think it's very well made. It's very much like a movie feel. It doesn't feel like a, you know, a TV show. But I hope it does well, and I hope they continue to kind of build on some of the lore of Star Wars, but they don't necessarily you know, murder it to the ground like everything else has. You know, I get that obviously the events of Star Wars and episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 happened and exist, but I think it's awesome that they're kind of going in their own direction, but just kind of sprinkling a little bit in here and there, just to kind of, you know, keep people on the path and obviously, you know, fulfilling their sweet tooth for, you know, the history of Star Wars and stuff like that. But yeah, guys, I think it's pretty dope. So if you haven't checked it out, I definitely would. There's a the other show that I like on Apple. I think it's Apple Plus or Apple TV Plus. It's The Morning Show. I thought that was going to be crazy and dumb, but I've dug it. It's got Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell from The Office. He plays a pretty serious role. That show seems to be pretty good. You know, they're following all the events of, you know, Me Too and post Me Too, which, you know, is what it is. I'm not even going to comment on that shit, but you're kind of seeing both sides of those kind of stories, so it's interesting. I don't know, you know, how long it'll last. I heard that it was like season 2 is already bought and paid for and approved, so we'll see if it lasts on the service or not. There was one with Jason Momoa that was called C. He's like blind, the whole civilization's blind, I guess. I watched a little bit of it. I couldn't really stand it too much, so changed it pretty quickly or got off of it. But yeah, the streaming wars, guys, it's crazy. It's a real thing. I've been doing streaming in some form, as I'm sure many of you have, for many, many years before all these big names got into it, right? Cable cutters or cord cutters, as they're called. I haven't paid for traditional cable in probably, shit, I don't know, 12, 13, maybe even 14 years now. Just always tried to get my content from other sources because I'm not paying for 2,000 channels and I literally only care about a couple things, right? So at some point there's a way to stream everything. I think it's just from a mindful standpoint, you know, if you're doing it to save money, you really got to look into what you're buying and what you're getting, because I feel like, you know, if you're paying for the Hulu, the Netflix, the Apple TV Plus, the Disney, the DirecTV Now, AT&T, you know, this, that, and the other, now you're paying for cable, right? And you're getting essentially kind of the same things. So I think for me, I'm paying for really just the ones that matter and I get kind of the most value out of. But, you know, I don't need to stream, you know, the cooking channel or whatever, or the news. I'm sure I can get that from anywhere and half of it's all bullshit anyway. But yeah, it's a cool thing to be able to be a little more independent and obviously not depend on your cable provider. But at the same time, you know, they still got you. You know, you're using their internet and their feed, so to speak. So at some point, some people charge you overages and some people say it's unlimited, but it's not, and capped and all these crazy terms just to confuse people. So do your research and make sure you're looking at fine print and making sure that obviously, you know, you're getting what you pay for and you know kind of how it's all going to pan out, because subscriptions now are just way too easy to put that card info in and have something show up on your doorstep or get charged, you know, monthly. And then all of a sudden you're paying, you know, $500 for a bag of coffee, a Hulu and Netflix subscription, shaving razors. I mean, it's the whole deal. These services are awesome, but damn, do they add up. And they add up pretty quickly. But, you know, we'll see how it pans out. I think subscriptions are definitely a way of the future. It's just what you're subscribing to needs to be of good quality and merit the fact of why you're subscribing in the first place. But I just wanted to recap and, you know, thank you guys once again for tuning in. That's really all I got for today. You know, again, what drives you? Think about it, you know, put it to the test. Make sure that you're not just surviving in this world that's out to get you and you know, eating up, you know, your mind and your fucking will to live. You know, make sure you're doing everything that you can to set yourself apart. Don't stick to the status quo. You know, be an individual, you know, explore your passions, do what you think is valuable to you, again, and your family, and that's gonna, you know, give you joy, right? Like, if it's not going to give you joy, then no point in doing it. You know, I know sometimes people feel they're stuck in jobs and you can't get out, but take it from me. I was at a company for 10 years that I thought was basically my second family, right? And they turned their back on me and I turned my back on them, because, you know, it's all corporate America. And when it's your time to go, or they feel that, you know, you're not offering anything that they're going to be able to suck any more life out of you or productivity or whatever the case is, whatever the type of job it is. If you can, I mean, you got to explore other options. Again, pursue your passion, pursue what's good for you. Because at the end of the day, they're going to still fill those positions. They're not going to give a shit about you. And that's kind of what I was going through not too long ago. And it's pretty sad, you know, a third of your life you dedicate to these people in this company. And they can give a shit less. They truly, truly can. So with that, though, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Share the show, guys. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram. Snapchat, I don't give a shit. Whatever your means are, I appreciate it. But thanks again, and you'll hear from me soon. Y'all have a good rest of your week. Take care.